Hey guys, welcome back to One is Sins. I hope you guys have had a good month so far. And today I have the most pretty and the most amazing and the most funny, and to be honest, I call her the fairest of them all. I have her today on the One is Sins podcast with me, and you know, I can't do all that guessing stuff today. No, I cannot, because I'm so excited to have her here. And today we have Sweet Okpe on the show. She is going to be sharing with us our journey and our growth on everything entertainment, really, to be honest. She's an OAP, she's a content creator, she's an influencer, she's a voiceover artist, she's an event host. Look at, she's everything. She's an all-rounder. It's crazy how a person can be all of that. So she's going to share with us a journey and how everything started, and you know, it's going to be a short, brief, but very interesting session.
Hey, we are live. Yes.
Okay, so let's welcome Sweet Okpe on the show.
Sweet Okpe is here.
Thank you for having me, Wani. It's so nice to be here. It's nice to have this chat with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for accepting my invitation to come.
Okay. I was under duress though, but we move.
Because I forced that, I won't lie.
We move.
But you know what they say, persistence is key.
I know. We're finally doing it. Yes.
Yeah, so round of applause to me, actually, to me, because I did it. Okay, so let's start. Let's get into the questions. So first of all, how long have you been a content creator for?
How long have I been a content creator? I dropped my first video in 2016 or 17. I'm not sure the year now. I'll have to check my social media for that one. But then, you know, I got a regular job afterwards. I was job hunting at that time, you know, so I got a regular job that took my time. But I would say I started proper in the year 2020. Yes, the year almost everyone discovered their talent.
Yes, I started this podcast also.
Exactly.
Because
I mean, that year everybody saw things.
We all started a lot of things that year. That year you find your passion. If you did not find your passion that year,
I don't know for you.
Nothing for you. Nothing.
All right.
So let me know, how did 2020 is going to be officially. So how did you get into creating content? I want to know how does that happen? How did it happen for you?
So I studied creative arts. I was in the theater, so acting, mimicking, lip syncing. It's not really new to me. I mean, I did some of it in school already. And so that year, 2020, I was just, you know, I just finished watching one series, like the Ozark, and I was just on my phone laying down. And then I saw, at that time, TikTok was starting to, but even though a lot of people don't know this, but TikTok has been in existence for a very long time. It has been for a very long time, but the people that were there. They were not really on other social media platforms. You know, when people say, I'm not on Twitter, but I'm more on Instagram. And then other people say, I'm just using Facebook, or let me just be using my Facebook like that. And then some people say Instagram. I was Instagram, you know, but the people that were on TikTok were actually on TikTok. So I saw a video, I was scrolling through my Twitter, and then I saw a video of someone imitating one pastor. It was funny, I laughed, and then I just thought to myself, I can do this now. And then that was it. I picked up my phone and
there it began. She just started from one video, so that's, you could say that was an experience that pushed you into content.
Wow.
So how do you do it now that you have a full-time job? I mean, after the lockdown now,
we're back
to the normal routine. So how do you juggle the content creating and your full-time OAP job?
So I work Mondays to Fridays, and then I sometimes, so on some days I create after work, after the regular work. I go home and create. Other days, I'm, you know, just resting. And then weekends, I also create. I leave out. If I'm not hosting an event, I create on weekends as well. But most of the time, during the week, after work. Because I won't rest well. If I know I have, say, for instance, a paid influencing gig now, I have to deliver. Well, that they don't want to know if you are doing 9 to 5 or 10 to 11.
They don't want to, they paid. Okay, so what else do you do if you're not working? If you're not working, how do you relax?
I watch movies. If I'm not working, I watch movies and I create content.
Okay.
Yeah, I source for content. I sleep.
That's still working. That's like researching. Exactly. Like, I mean, we need to rest now.
It never ends.
So what else have you imagined yourself doing that you haven't gotten around to it yet? Is there anything like that?
For now, not really. I was recently on set, so I'm getting my legs into acting full time now.
You guys, like, I don't know if I mentioned that, so she's also an actress.
Exactly.
God, please.
So you guys should watch out for me. It's not just the 15 seconds, 30 seconds video anymore. You're gonna see me on your big screen.
Full screen.
Yes,
please, if it drops, should drop in the cinema because I want to sit there and chew popcorn and shout.
Amen. Don't worry.
She's the best.
So that's really one thing I want to fully get into now.
So was it a struggle to create content for you, or do you think it's something that just came naturally?
It came naturally. Ever since, it comes naturally because I'm still in it. When I was younger, when I was a child, my dad used to say, I used to love mimicking people a lot. My younger sister, I would never forget. I keep saying this story because I would never forget. My younger sister fell off the chair when she was a baby. And she hit her head on the floor. I mean, from the couch to the floor was not really high. But
for a baby.
Yeah, for a baby. And she kept crying and I was so scared. And then it was like I was waiting for my dad in front of the gate. Let this man come back. So he got back and then I'm like, Daddy, Ori fell. And this is how she fell. And I went on the couch, fell, and hit my head. Almost.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly. Same way. So what, they almost had 2 casualties. From one child that was already originally injured to the other one that wants to,
they wants to demonstrate.
Exactly, that wants to demonstrate, that wants to mimic, that wants to do the exact.
The exact.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
So from there, I mean, I used to mimic some of my teachers in school as well, some of my friends. Yeah. So.
This is a wonderful beginning. I did not see this coming. And no one could have seen this coming.
Yeah.
What? Okay, I need to move on from that. So what are the normal challenges that people face in content creation? Or for you, do you have anything?
Of course, everyone will face challenges in whatever they're doing, to be honest. It's not really a smooth ride in this part of the world, or even in any part of the world, to be honest. It's not really a smooth ride. You have a few challenges. One, if the lighting is bad, or if you're just not getting your lines, or you're just exhausted. And then different takes just has a way of drowning your energy.
Frustration.
But not very many people can boast of being one take gods and goddesses. Not very many people. So for some people, you have to do it over and over again. So yeah, the fact that you have to do some things over and over again before you get it perfectly. And I don't want to call myself a perfectionist, honestly. Yeah. But if it's not up to my standard,
we are doing that.
I'm not
again.
Dropping
we
it.
We are retaking this thing.
We are taking it again.
Even if it's going to be the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah, she might be a perfectionist. It's not a lie. She doesn't want you people to know. Okay. So anyways, I saw that your video was featured in this by CNN.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was featured on CNN, you guys.
Yeah.
You should check our social media. You'll see it there, live and direct. So I want to know, that must have been an highlight for you, to be honest. What was your exact reaction?
The biggest highlight of this, my whole social media content creating, influencing life. Yeah, in fact, my whole life, let me be honest, because to be honest, I don't think anything comes close yet, but I know God is taking me higher.
Yeah,
I know
because
a lot of people are like, CNN, what can beat that? They were watching you everywhere, people from Netherlands, people from Poland were calling, people from Ukraine were
Oh my god, that's so big.
Yeah. I mean, it's CNN.
I mean,
actually, honestly, I thought it was just going to be Africa, but it actually showed all over the world. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I think that fact alone, that's a major, major highlight.
That's a major highlight. That would be for me too.
That's a major highlight.
But I know we are getting something big. I don't know what comes from that. What comes from that?
Please? Honestly, I don't know. Only God.
I don't know.
It's only God that can actually show me what can top it. Like.
And He will. Hey, He will.
Amen.
So something will top that.
Amen. Amen.
So, okay, that's based on pay.
Yeah.
Based on pay. So, do you think content creating provides like a good enough financial security for someone that engages in that? I mean, this Nigeria, first of all, do you think that is good enough to provide an income?
I feel like it's not only in Nigeria, to be honest, because a content creator here is a content creator. If you have that tag, definitely.
Yes,
I agree that it's somewhat enough. Some people have, you know, made huge investments from content creating. We see people tearing rubber Benz SUV.
Hey.
You see people opening houses, although some people might say, oh, they're adding. Mm. But take, for instance, someone gets paid per content, for instance, 1 million naira, and he or she gets that four times a week. Okay, let's even say three times a week. Say three people, you go through, okay, the communication back and forth, and then they eventually approve your campaign and you get paid. That's 3 million in a week. So if you don't have family, bukata, okay, you're taking if you're just, and we see that most content creators now, they're young,
very young.
Yeah, as much as they're young. So if you don't really have family, you're paying, you're doing this, all of that is your money. And even though it's not easy, because most of the time I carry ring light in the middle of night, 2 a.m. I'm just tiptoeing not to wake up or pull down my whole neighborhood. You know, even though sometimes it's very, very tasking, the reward is there. If you're consistent, the reward is actually there. It's there.
I feel like you need some kind of popularity.
You start from somewhere.
Eventually, it pays. I think that's what we can say. So would you pick being a content creator over this full time or a paid job?
Oh no, I love both of them. Someone has asked me actually, but I love both of them. I honestly, at this stage of my life, I can't pick one for the other. I can't. So.
Okay. So, what if it's be picking an actress job over your OAP? You pick one. Can you even pick one?
That's it. I can't. Honestly, I can't. I love all of them equally.
She cannot. She
I can. Love all of them equally.
We need to round up soon. So, I want to let's end with this. I need to know. You're like a kind of the social butterfly, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
After doing all of this, you've juggled all of these different work together. So how do you manage to turn up? Who's this C-suite of work turning up somewhere on a story? How does it happen? How?
I mean, I think balance is everything. You need to know how to balance. You need to know when to sleep and when to turn up. I'm not out all the time. So whenever you don't see me post, I'm sleeping. I'm resting.
She's in her house resting.
Exactly. I'm in my house resting.
So that is what is giving us good skin and good. If you see her, she's shining.
Hey, God, oh,
okay, so apparently it's enough rest that will give us that.
Exactly. Okay, drink water and rest.
I'm going to do that. So before we round up, we are going to go on to the last segment of the show. Real quick. So you are going to pick three questions randomly from numbers 1 to 30,
mm-hmm.
and you answer them all by force, by fire. So let's
three go. Questions.
Yes, three questions. Give your first number.
Eight.
Eight. Yeah. So what's the most expensive thing you've ever gotten yourself?
Most expensive thing I've ever gotten myself.
Yes.
That would be a plane ticket.
Oh my god, guys. She has traveled around the world. Where did you go? Let me guess, Dubai.
Yeah.
Hey!
That was Dubai.
Who will carry me to Dubai? Where will I get my own money, my own plane tickets? I need to buy a plane ticket for myself.
The first most expensive thing.
Yes. The first.
That was the first thing. Let me just say the first expensive thing ever was a trip.
But you got a trip.
Did you go with your friends?
Yeah, I did.
I went with my best friend.
Hey God, you want to go on a friend trip too? Just go and gossip about people and rest and relax. I need that. Give me a second number.
21. Yeah. That's my birthday.
We just dropped before our wedding, you guys, on Sunday.
That's
the 21st.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 21.
I don't know where we are going, but you let me know after this. Well, there's no invitation for you if you are listening. But me, I'll secure mine. Sorry for you. Anyways, tell me one bad comment you'll never forget. Have you received any kind of criticism?
Yes. I won't say it's bad per se, but the first time I dropped my video, someone was like, so sweet, a person said, don't they do skits? I don't know what that meant.
That was quite heartbreaking.
And I will tell you the social media, I posted it there. When I saw the comments, I took down the video. I deleted it. Yeah. Crazy, right?
See what people can do.
Crazy.
Can you see what people can do?
I mean, person at the other end of the phone is a human being.
I mean, that's someone will say the same thing to that kind of person, so as you would be hurt, but they can say such to another person.
Yeah.
Okay, now one outside, just be sad. Last number.
1 to what?
30.
1 to 30. Okay, let's take 30 then.
30?
Yep.
Okay, so have you ever been randomly approached by a fan in public?
Of course, I would say, excuse me, ma, please.
I just want to hold your hand. Please, I am a fan. If I'd seen her in public, to trust me, I would have walked up. So how was it?
I mean, I would say the first time it was quite surprising and it was nice. I mean, people, I like you. I watch your videos. Thank you. Yeah, it was a nice feeling, to be honest.
It's nice to be appreciated, you guys. Anyway, so that is it on today's episode with Sweet Okpe, and she's going to take a leave now. So what can we say to our people out there?
Thank you guys so much for all the love. I sound like a music artist now. Go stream my music. Thank you guys for the love. Every comment, every like, every interaction, I don't take it for granted at all. I don't. Even if you don't drop a comment, even if you don't like, as long as you're watching and you're laughing, you're enjoying whatever content, I really appreciate you. And I pray that God meets you at every point of your need.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Taking our prayers. Amen. So we are going
Thank you, Mwani, for the invitation.
Thank you
I had
so
fun
much for coming.
On this.
Thank you. So hey guys, we're
I
gonna
can't
go
wait
back.
To come again.
She's coming again.
Yeah.
She's going to drop a movie and we'll be back.
Amen.
We'll be back for that. We'll do this again. Watch out for the next episode. Hey you guys, now that was Sweet Okpe, and oh my God, that was really fun. I just love her personality. I love how jovial and happy she is. I mean, if you listen to our show at Hot FM, I mean, you would testify. You know I'm not lying, I don't cap. You would know that I'm speaking facts. So I just love how she is, and you know, I'm glad I could bring her on the show. I'm still excited and I'm so gassed for you guys to listen. Anyway, so yeah, that's it for this episode, you guys. Let people know a new series has started on the One Essence podcast show. Yo, share, subscribe, spread the word, you guys. That's what I need you to do. That's all I need you guys to do. I love you guys. Thank you guys for always listening. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much for sticking with me from the beginning of this episode and the entire show. So yes, thank you guys for sticking with me this far. Don't forget to have a good day. Don't forget to have a good weekend. Don't forget to have a good month. Don't let anybody stress you. Don't let anybody take away your fun, your joy. You know, step on anyone that wants to step on you. It's how life is. Anyways, bye guys. Hope you have a good one. Till next time, toodles.